Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Motorists are facing record delays of up to 6 months at NCT centres. The lengthening waiting lists have the government fearful it could be facing legal action as the system struggles with increased demand and a shortage of mechanics. Trade unions and the opposition claim the crisis was both predictable and avoidable. Despite the delays, it remains a legal requirement for a vehicle more than 4 years old to have a valid NCT cert. Well, our reporter Barry Lenihan has more on all of this, and we might start, Barry, with just how bad the backlog is.
Yeah, motorists are waiting on average 25 days for NCT tests across the country's 49 test centres, and that's double the average waiting time before the pandemic. And in some parts of the country, the delays are up to 6 months. No appointments in parts of Meath and Louth until May or June of 2023. And according to figures obtained by Mark Hilliard in the Irish Times today, there was a backlog of 360,658 cars in the system at the end of September. That's 80% higher than previous peaks. And these record waiting lists, they won't get better anytime soon, or at least not by the end of the year, says the Road Safety Authority. So what to make of it all and what to do for motorists? Those are the questions I posed to motoring expert Geraldine Herbert.
The delays for the NCT has been ongoing, really. This is an issue that doesn't appear to be getting any better. And it's an issue with recruitment. So they have a shortage of people to actually just carry out the tests in various different centres. Now, in terms of averages, they're talking about a 25-day wait is kind of the average across the country. But it depends on where you are. I just did a quick scan myself, and the likes of Dean's Grange now, if you put in today and you're looking for a test, you'll be waiting until the 25th of May, 2023. If you're in Portlaoise, you're slightly better. You'll get a test on the of April. So these are really, really long delays that people are experiencing. And overall, there's an average of about 360,000 people in vehicles on a waiting list at the moment, or a backlog of over 300,000 vehicles.
And how serious a situation is it then when you have these delays?
This isn't good, because the NCT is there for a reason. It's to check that your car is roadworthy, and people need to be getting that done regularly. The only advice I would say to people who aren't in the system at the moment is that you can get an NCT done up to about 90 days before your NCT is due. So get in early. Also, if you have left it very late and you urgently require an NCT, phone your NCT centre, because the thing is, they don't release all of the dates on the online system. They always hold back some. So if you really need one in a hurry, they can usually accommodate you. But the other thing as well is, remember that even if you are waiting for an NCT, waiting a couple of months, there's no excuse for you in terms of your car. Your car still has to be roadworthy. And if you're stopped at all, well, it'll be up to the guard's discretion as to, you know, what position they take on it. You should really just carry, if you're in the system and you're waiting a long time, carry some proof with you that you are, you know, that you do have an appointment made, but your car still has to be in roadworthy condition, and that's really, really important.
Will this be temporary, or is it something that's going to be with us for some time, do you think?
I would imagine this will be with us for some time. Now, as I said, it's an issue that's getting worse. Unless they can recruit people very quickly, which doesn't seem to be that possible to do, unless they extend the hours. But even at that, when you're looking at a backlog of over 300,000, that's going to take, I would have thought, at least at the best outcome would be a couple of months before they'll get through that.
Okay, so as Geraldine Herbert is saying there, Barry, there's a crisis in recruitment, like we see in lots of other sectors. So what can the RSA or the government do to actually improve the situation?
Well, the firm Apollis won the €600 million contract to provide this service in 2019, and it's dealing with this shortage of staff despite recruitment campaigns over the last while, although it also points to a rising number of cars on the road and disruption caused by the pandemic as well. It has taken to hiring up to 100 non-EU mechanics, as well as lowering qualification standards and extending overtime. There's also a priority waiting list, but that too is beset by some delays. The chair of the mechanic branch of the Unite Trade Union is Jimmy Donoghue, and he says the crisis will continue until there's discussions around better pay and conditions in the sector.
This is a problem we've been raising for many years now. There's a couple of reasons. It's mainly harks back to the paying conditions in the trade. When you compare the pay to other trades, such as electricians and plumbers, the pay for mechanics is an awfully lot lower. And this is an issue that's become prominent more recently with the shortage of mechanics. The effect of that is twofold. Young apprentices aren't joining the trade. Qualified mechanics are being siphoned off by other industries, such as the tech industry.
What are you doing or what is the union doing in terms of advancing for better paying conditions for mechanics so make the trade more attractive?
So we see two possible solutions. One is an SEO, that's a sectoral employment order, which is already in place for the other trades that I've mentioned. A sectoral employment order sets minimum rates of pay and conditions for a specific industry. Mechanics don't have one. The second issue is the lack of regulation. So currently, there's nothing stopping anybody, such as a radio presenter or a hairdresser, opening up a garage tomorrow and working on customers' vehicles. It raises a major public safety concern.
What specific concerns do you have over the qualifications of staff employed to carry out the NCT tests? We see there has been a temporary move to recruit mechanics trained at so-called QQI level 5, as opposed to what had been the norm up to now, level 6.
That's right. Well, QQI level 5 is leaving cert level. QQI level 6 is the level obtained once you complete a 4-year apprenticeship. We understand and we're getting reports that some of the boys that are brought in have never stepped foot in a garage. The issue is that they're not trained. Once again, it raises a major public safety concern.
So what happens now?
The Junior Minister for Transport, Hildegard Nocton, has intimated in the Dáil that sanctions could be imposed on the contractor, Apelles, unless things improve. The Minister getting tough as well, demanding weekly updates and meetings with the Road Safety Authority over the crisis, similar as she did with the Dublin Airport Authority, given the delay debacle there earlier on in the year. The Irish Times also reporting too that the Minister has made Gardaí aware of the situation and that they may accept evidence of a test book where an NCT is out of date, but government officials feeling queasy as well that ultimately they could end up at the steps of the courthouse, fearful they could face litigation from motorists struggling to get NCT appointments. And Sinn Féin's transport spokesperson Darren O'Rourke, he says the public needs to be made aware of all their options when it comes to booking a test.
I think there are very significant delays within the system, and it's quite clear that it is overburdened, that it doesn't have capacity to address the demand that is there.
The RSA first flagged issues to the department back in January, but it also says the situation is unlikely to improve by the end of the year. Has this issue been tackled with enough expediency, do you think?
No, it hasn't. It has been well flagged. I think, you know, we understand the contributing factors in relation to it. The COVID being one element, the increasing numbers of older cars on the road is another element. The relevant authorities, the department, the RSA, the NCTS were aware of this, and there wasn't and hasn't been a sufficient response to notify people and also to prepare and put a response in place. Waiting times are increasing for ordinary road users. There needs to be a clear plan put in place, and it's in the first instance involves resourcing the NCTS to ensure that there are sufficient numbers and adequately trained testers in place, that they are working. I think they are working the requisite days and hours, but also to ensure that people are very clear on the process that applies, the time frame for seeking a test, and the detail of how the priority waiting list works, how you might avail of a test in the quickest possible time.
And that was Sinn Féin's transport spokesperson Darren O'Rourke ending that report from Barry Lennon.